This is 88.5 FM. I'm Andy Chanley, and we are in a live session now with the Winnetka Bowling League, and I've got Matthew Como with me. How are you?
Hello, hello. Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's going to be a pleasure to hear. I'm really a fan of this EP that I've heard already.
Thank you
and
so much.
I think a lot of people don't know the name Winnetka Bowling League yet.
Yeah, definitely. We're definitely new on the scene, yeah.
But you're not. You come from the electronic dance music world. You have a Grammy on your mantle for the song you did, Clarity with Zed.
Sort of an accidental, you know, I grew up listening to a lot of singer-songwriters, and kind of probably half of what you play on the station was what I was listening to when I was a kid and learning to write songs, and then sort of one road led to another, and I wound up collaborating with a lot of electronic artists and a lot of electronic producers, and yeah, that turned into about a 4 or 5 year path of working with those guys.
You know this is not electronic dance music you're making, right?
I'm very, very aware. Very purposefully aware, yes.
Well, because this EP just came out this summer, and you've only done a couple of shows,
yeah.
So we can forgive people for not knowing who you are just yet.
You shouldn't yet. You shouldn't know yet.
You shouldn't yet, but why don't we give them a sample and have you guys play a song for us? You're going to do the first one on the EP, On the Five?
Yes, yes.
All right, this is Winnetka Bowling League.
Certain songs in certain places remind me of certain faces. You come up whether I want you to or not. From the state of California to the Converse in the foyer, I think maybe I'm not done with us. I wanna go back to that summer in San Fran, listen to nothing but Revolver and Pet Sounds. You had a shoddy in my 92 Subaru. Still feel you because in my mind I'm still on the fight with you. Because in my mind I'm still on the fight with you. To my darling dandelion, blown away but somehow my innate travel with the wish I said to you. When your 5 p.m.s turn orange, know the skies are paying homage to the way I'll always think of you. I wanna go back to that summer in San Fran, listen to nothing but Revolver and Pet Sounds. You ride a shoddy in my 92 Subaru, roll the windows down. I still feel you because in my mind I'm still on the fire. Still feel you because in my mind I'm still on the fight with you. Because in my mind I'm still on the fight with you.
I hate doing this to an artist's face, but because you know when something's new, like Winnetka Bowling League is, you tend to say, "Oh, they sound like this or they sound like that." I was just listening to that, and I'm like, I hear a little Nada Surf in there. And,
totally,
and I mean that as a big compliment because I love the music, you know, the textures, and also the lyrics. They take you to a place immediately. They place you.
I appreciate that. You know, I have to dig more into their catalog because I'm not super familiar. What I've heard, I've loved. But yeah, I think the past couple of years have just been like Dawes, Elvis Costello, and like this is a birth child of that or something. I don't know.
Matthew Coma is joining us from Winnetka Bowling League. Why the name? I'm surely, you know, it's like when you have a child.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine told me they're getting ready to have a new baby. And I said, oh, have you picked a name? Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, what is it? I'm not telling you.
Yeah.
Why is that? Because if I put, here's Osterizer Blender, you know, people
will... We're going to judge you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if you put the baby in their face, they have to say, oh, how beautiful.
What a great name you got there.
Where you lived around Winnetka or
so
what?
I lived in Woodland Hills for a bunch of years. And one of my friends there randomly had asked me one day, he's like, do you want to join the bowling league with me and my family? And I mean, it's literally him, his brother, his dad, his mom. So I mean, I'm the only non-family right. member who's now walking into the
only
Winnetka.
One without their printed bowling
yeah,
shirt and everything.
Fully. And also I can't bowl, so it was quite a question for somebody who has no history in sports, let alone bowling. So I said yes, of course, and it just became sort of this thing. I'm like, oh, this is fun to have like a hobby outside of music and just writing songs all the time. So I'm into it. And then it became such a scene. So when I worked on a collection of new songs and I was like, all right, I'm starting a band, I'm doing this thing, I need a name for it. When I finished the first song on the five, I was actually going to bowling right afterwards. So I just put in the title of like the iTunes thing after I bounced a mix of it. It was just Winnetka Bowling League, because that's where I was going.
Nice.
So that's it. It just stuck. I'm
stream
like, well,
of consciousness.
I'm like, yeah, I mean, that's kind of, you know, I'm really... I go there, so why not? It's good as any name.
So there are five songs on the EP that is out now. You can buy it wherever EPs are sold. And we just heard the first one on there. You're going to do something, though, that isn't on the EP. Is this something that you've written since then?
Yeah, I'm actually just finishing EP number two that we're putting out next year. So there's been a collection of new songs that we've been kind of trying out on the road in some of the shows. And yeah, so that's this one, Something in the Air.
All right, Winnetka Bowling League on 88.5 FM.
Now to business restaurant with someone's dream once. And I can still see you in college, putting on your cherry lip gloss. But time did what it does, and it happened to us. The people who we thought we'd be call out who we've become. And I came back to Manhattan like a tourist does. From my taxi seatbelt fastened to which pocket I keep cashing, I sit down in Union Square. I can feel you here, I swear. But I turn around to see it's really nothing. It's just something in the air. It's just something in the air. Father let his wife of 25 years walk out. But I think maybe that all happened before they even knew it happened. Too much space between the words, neither one of them felt hurt. Too much damage and her passion couldn't be relearned. But hey, maybe that's their version of what forever is. Built a home on crazy hours, fed the kids, kept on the power. He still hears her up the stairs, stirs his coffee like he cares. Then he turns around to see she isn't coming. It's just something in the air. That your mother made when you were young. Why it only has more meaning when the strands all come undone. It's why you sometimes say a prayer, why you wear the ring you wear. It's the push when you need hope to keep you going. It's the way that you just know without knowing. It's just something in the air. Thank you. I sit down in Union Square, I can feel you here, I swear. But I turn around to see it's really nothing, it's just something in the air.
We have Winnetka Bowling League in the studio with us. Matthew Coma is sitting down to talk to me for a bit. This new EP, that's a song that isn't on it. I'm understanding that you have, though, a full album's worth of material pretty much ready in the can, ready to go for whenever?
Yeah, you know, I finally feel like with this band, I have the opportunity to just be really authentic and really sincere, and sort of whatever's coming out feels really easy and really fun. So there's definitely a bag of these kinds of songs that just feel ready to go and ready to play. And we're about fully through the next EP and kind of good into the record. So
these songs, like the first one you played, On the Five, I mean, it just feels California. I mean, it's so, it plays, I can remember taking road trips with my friends and all, you know, the things that you say, even though they weren't my experience, they're crystalline. I can really see them. So obviously you wrote this music where?
That's kind of the crazy part. So I moved from New York to Los Angeles, and I lived here for 10 years. And then my girlfriend works in New York, so we went to New York for about 3 months, and I made the record there. So it was almost this weird go back to New York and write about California. Yeah. It's like the happiest, most beachy record ever made in an apartment in Soho, I swear. All of it was recorded and written lyrically and everything in New York City about California.
Matthew Coma, you have, like we said, you worked with Zedd doing EDM music. You wrote some of the songs on Shania Twain's last album.
Yeah.
Talk about being all over the place. You produced a Bruce Springsteen remix for Wrecking Ball. It's interesting to me. You're doing it backwards. Usually, somebody will enjoy relative anonymity in a band and then break out and do solo projects and do whatever they want. You're kind of going the opposite direction. What?
Yeah. You know, I think for so long, I kind of accidentally fell into electronic music and didn't know much about the genre or relate to much about it, but was really thankful and grateful to have the opportunity to write songs that were speaking to people regardless of the genre. But after a couple of years of it, I was just like, this doesn't feel like me. And I want it to feel like me. I want to do something that feels so separate from anything I've ever done. And I don't want any sort of preconceived notion of, oh, it must be this because it's this name. So sort of purposefully wanted to do that, take a step back and not have it be about my voice or what people might have known me from previously, or even knowing this music wouldn't really speak to those same people. So yeah, kind of a move for the sake of being able to really dive a bit deeper and feel separated from that person or that perspective or that voice.
Anything from the EDM world or the country world or classic rock world, projects you've done that you bring along with this that you're like, I wouldn't have been able to do that had I not had those other experiences?
Yeah, I mean, I think even just the ability to dive to a place that you're really proud of, you don't have that unless you've kind of walked long enough to know, like, all right, this t-shirt fits or this one doesn't quite fit, and I feel really lucky. But yeah, I don't know. I think you can't get anywhere without having been everywhere, you know. So yeah. I definitely feel like it's all a culmination of that. Not that it would necessarily be evident in the music when you listen to it to be like, oh yeah, that kid wrote a lot of electronic songs necessarily, but for sure, you know, you write that many songs and it's a craft. So doing it and doing it again and finding new ways to do it and finding new ways to inspire it and light the fire definitely helps sit down when it's yours and feel like, all right, I got all these tools now, let me build it.
Yeah, I have that same feeling sometimes of thinking in my life, you know, I did this for a while and then I switched occupations and did this for a while and I zigzagged over here and there. And man, when you look back, isn't it a straight line?
It's
like
crazy.
You have prepared yourself for exactly this moment.
And you try to remember that in the driver's seat too, because there's always this, you know, this tension or this anxiety that comes along with it, with like, I hope it connects, I hope it does this. And you're like, well, all along it's kind of been these things you didn't expect and these side turns that wound up being the path. So it's sort of a reminder to just sit tight and be in it, you know?
Yeah. We're going to get another song out of you in a minute. You mentioned your girlfriend. I was preparing to do this last night. I'm sitting in bed and I'm looking at my phone, you know, just checking you out and doing a little research. And the girlfriend you mentioned comes up, Hillary Duff. And I said to my, oh, this guy, Matthew Coma, he's in a couple with Hillary Duff right now. They just had a baby. Oh, look at this Instagram shot. That's Darling from last month. She's like, oh, yeah, she did a podcast with Dr. Berlin about the home birth and all this stuff. And like, so all of these things. That these quintessential California experiences.
I know, totally.
But congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful new baby.
I can't tell you the name yet.
In a home birth. Right? It's Winnek. No.
Yeah.
The home birth thing quickly is... Is this the first one you ever attended, I'm assuming? First,
absolutely, and it was incredible.
It's the craziest thing in the world.
Once you dive into the research of it and she made the decision that this is something she wanted to do, you immediately get on board and you're like, wait, this makes a lot of sense. And it's not necessarily to dismiss the other way by any stretch. It's just like, okay, this is a different experience and it's incredible. And yeah. Then to be on the other side of it and now looking back at it, it's amazing. It was incredible to see her be able to have that kind of strength and that kind of power. It's insane. I don't have words for
you're
it.
You're going to hear about it for years. I pushed out an 8-pound baby without so much as an aspirin.
Totally. You know, and by the way, I couldn't do that and I wouldn't do that. Right. So I'm like, you've got the crown forever.
And flash forward, my 4-year-old now, she just met a neighbor child who was the same age, and they came over for a play date. And she took her back to the bedroom and says, this is where I was born, right here on this bench.
I mean,
it's pretty cool.
That's it. Yeah. We talk about that. We're like, she's going to just be like, oh, this is the house I was literally born in.
This has been Pediatrics Today.
Yes.
Let's get back
sponsored by Dr. Berlin.
Let's get back to the music. One more song. This is one you'll find on the new EP from Winnetka Bowling League. It's the last one. Are You Okay? Take it away.
You look older than I remember. And I guess that some of that wear may be my fault. And I can't quite figure out which fight had been our last, or if that one even mattered much at all. Disillusioned as no angels thought their wings were permanent. In seclusion you were faithful, or at least hid your finer print. How dumb I was in hindsight to think that I could really know much of anything about anything, though. And does being in Los Angeles bring me to mind? And does wine and Billie Holiday still make you cry? When you call, is it to open up a door to better days? Or is it simple as the way you wanna say? Are you okay? An empty cup can't fill another. Why did that take us so long to figure out? There were sides of you where I swore I could love her. But to love takes so much more than knowing how. And I'm still in that apartment where we were big kids playing house. Where we bought the cups and curtains to imitate settling down. And I kept some of our pictures, and I wear my birthday watch to remind me of the man I'm glad I'm not. Does your new boyfriend know how much I still mean to you? Do you change some of the details for more convenient truth? Can he translate how you hold his hand into levels of your pain? Does he know to ask despite what you may say? Are you okay? You're a child on an airplane. You fear what's out of your control. And you love New York cause it was somewhere else for you to go. And you dyed your hair so you could look your mirror in the eye and pretend she's someone you don't recognize. So it's time to lose my number and let the past be where we stay. When you've had too much to drink again, someone else can hold your waist. We were never quite as good as how your memory replays. And I don't owe you no answer when you say, are you okay? Are you okay?
Winnetka Bowling League on 88.5 FM. Are you okay? Matthew Coma joining me for this. I'm a fan. This is my vibe of music.
I'm a fan. So
really enjoy it. You know, you guys are going to be out and about. How many shows have you done so far?
We've only done 2 shows so far, and we're hitting the road in January.
Yeah, you're going to fix that soon. You're at the Soda Bar in San Diego, June 14th. The Moroccan Lounge here in LA, June 16th. Yeah. Constellation Room in Santa Ana on January 18th, and then on up the coast. And you can get this EP wherever fine EPs are sold. Winnetka Bowling League, W-I-N-N-E-T-K-A. You sound like you're from Chicago when you say it. Winnetka.
Well, you know, Winnetka's the town where John Hughes filmed like the majority of his films, in Winnetka, Chicago.
Really?
Which I had no idea, because so many people come up to me, they're like, oh, Winnetka, Chicago? I'm like, what? No, Winnetka, California.
That makes sense. I just recently, a couple years ago, found out that Christmas Vacation was written by John Hughes.
Yeah.
Makes sense that it was in Chicago.
I mean, there you go.
There you go.
One of the greatest movies of all time that we're in season 4.
I know. Yeah. It's time to watch it. Matthew, great to meet you.
Best of luck with your
journey. Happy holidays. Congratulations on your expanding family.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for stopping by to join us here on 88.5 FM.
Thank you.